Welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I'm D.
Tonight, we have a great show for you tonight here on Letters from the Pen. We have a very special guest. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see him in a minute. Right now, we're going to get started on this letter. Tonight, our letter comes from someone out of Los Angeles, California. Obviously, no name given. A lot of times, they don't give the name, but we'll read it anyway. So here we go. Dear Letters from the Pen, I've been with my husband for over 15 years. He has had several children outside of our marriage, and I still stayed regardless to try and make it work. Now, my husband has been seeing someone else, and he has gotten a third woman pregnant. I love my husband. I don't want to break up our family because we have children together, and I don't want to devastate my children, but I am unhappy and I want to leave. Please give me some advice on what you think I should do. Signed, Sad Housewife from California. So you want to tackle this one first?
You can go first.
Okay. Well, for one, Sad Housewife from California. A man is only going to do what you allow them to. So obviously this is a trend with him and he has a problem and he hasn't taken any steps to fix his problem. And you are not holding the fire to him. So he's going to continue to do what he's doing and you're going to continue to stay. And the next thing you know, he's going to have a whole football team, which don't be surprised. Some extra ones are probably going to pop up somewhere. So I would say, girl, children are very agile and they bounce back quickly. You need to take your children. You need to run as far away as you can. Co-parent. Let him take care, help you take care of your children and go find yourself some happiness because with him, it ain't it. Okay, go ahead, girl. You got the floor.
You cannot love somebody without loving yourself first. So in order to love, you have to be able to love yourself first. And without that being said, like, you just need to leave. Get your kids and go. You know, some people get comfortable in a relationship to where, you know, they think, like, who would want me? I have all these kids. Or they'll say something like, you know, I'm comfortable. This is what I'm used to. I'm comfortable with this. So I might as well just stay. But for what? Because you don't want to start over again? Sometimes it's good to start over.
I mean, I got some questions, housewife. I'm wondering, like, do you have any money of your own? Do you have any money?
Did she save any money? Like,
is she paying all the bills? But even regardless, honey, you can get alimony and all that. Like, sir, we're not about to just be, this woman been with you for over 15 years and you over here popping out babies left and right. You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay. And you know, this woman love you. And baby, I'm sorry, but you got a little bit of low self-esteem, but sir, you know, this woman love you. She over here trying to work it out and stay with you and have kids with you. And I mean, there was no understanding, I'm sure, since she's writing this letter, that when you guys entered into this union, that Sally, Becky, Karen, and Susie was all going to be involved. Okay, now you need to stop your shit and stop your sister wife shit because she didn't sign up for this. And you, sister, it's way past whatever. Now it's the third child. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some other love children running around that you're going to find out about later. You need to let that go. And sir, you need to find out what's broken in you and fix it. Get it fixed. Because you running around here dropping children with all these different women. And when are you going to have time to take care of all these children and spend time and be a father to all these kids the way you should be? Okay, like, you need to stop your shit, sir. This is not Sister Wives. We already have one episode of Sister Wives. We don't need another one in real life. And baby, honey, you need to get some counseling, sweetie, the wife. Okay, you got low self-esteem, honey. Don't let nobody tear you down. You don't need this man. You don't need this man. Okay, pick yourself up.
Pick it up, your children pick it up, and leave.
Run as far as you can. Okay, and sir, I hope you got a good job while you out here dropping all these children down everywhere because I'm tired of seeing these men make these children and then don't want to take care of them. Okay, you just want to take care of kids when it's good in the moment for you, when you with the woman, and then if that woman's not with you or she don't play your little game, then you're gonna act like you're not gonna take care of somebody's child. Don't nobody got time for that. Okay, you better have a lot of money because you need to take care of all these children. Stop making these children because you cause these children to have problems. And guess what? They grow up with these problems and then they put these problems on their children and other women and society. Like, we need to break the cycle. We need to stop this immediately. Okay, you ain't never heard of no condom, sir? Use them.
Maybe he don't. He can't afford it. He got too many kids, so.
Well, look. Look, hit us up on our website. We will send you some free condoms, sweetie. We'll send you some glow-in-the-dark condoms, some pink ones, some purple ones. Hell, we'll send you some with some flavors. Just knock it off.
And we know you don't need Magnum, so we'll send you some Trojan a lifestyle.
Right. Like, just knock it off. This is too much. Anyway, let's chow. This man got me in my feelings. All right, let's drop the sponsors for the night. We're going to get off of him, but we're going to see if we can get some of our sponsors to send you like 3 pounds worth of condoms or something, because you need them, honey. You need to knock it off. Anyway, Letters from the Pen is brought to you by LHS Home Care for all your home care needs in the New York and metropolitan area. JRC Cleanup, no job is too big or too small. Don't forget to hit our girl Vani up on kryptonitation.com for those new clothing styles, which we will be wearing some in the near future. So you guys can get a cute little look at the new little, 420 friendly style that she got going on there. Amore Dior Designs for all your press needs. And of course, OG2 Entertainment. So as I said, we have a good show for you tonight.
For those of you, we have somebody special tonight.
We have a very special guest tonight. So for those of you who don't know who our special guest is, which I know you see it in the background, let me let you in it. Yeah. That R&B soul singer Raheem Zavine. Now I know y'all ladies, I know y'all know who this man is. He's been around for a while, doing his thing. He had some hits, he has some new hits. We're gonna talk to him about his new album, about all, what he's doing, some philanthropy work that he's been doing and that he has done in the past, and what's next for him. And we're going to check out some of his hits. And yeah, we're going to get this party started. So right now, before we bring him on, we're going to go ahead and play one of his classic hits that I love so much. D, announce that hit.
Tonight's special song is Customer by
That's that. If y'all don't know that, y'all got problems. Y'all got problems if y'all don't know that song. That's that. Let me serve you up. Let me serve you up. That's that jam. Okay, but yes. We're gonna get off into the song. I'm not gonna ruin it and sing it for y'all. We're gonna let Raheem do that. So
right.
We're gonna get off into the song by Raheem Zavine, Customer, right here on Letters from the Pen.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to love. Can I take your order? You can have it your way.
Welcome, can I help you? Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a mate, you're looking for a friend, you're looking for someone to talk to. Take your time, I'll fill your order. You never tired, just told me, caution, cause the plate is hot. Let me catch up the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it on me. I'll fill you up for free. Your heart is hungry. You can place your order. Let me serve you up. Let me serve you up. See, you can have it your way. You're the customer. If you want the supersize, some loving on the side, just ask for what you want. Cause you're the customer. Let me serve you up. Let me serve you up. See, you can have it your way. You're the customer. I'm a supersize, some loving on the side. Just ask for what you want, cause you're the one, you're the customer. You got special needs, you're picky, you're hard to please. You're particular about what you like, so the customer is always right. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so good on quality. So the things you still love me, I got a real love policy. And then the catch of the day, you deserve your meal, your drink. You can find it on me. I'll fill you up and free. Your heart is hungry. You can place your order here with me. Let me serve you up. Let me serve you up. See, you can have it your way. You're the customer. You want the supersize.
Raheem Divine Customer.
Yeah, that's that classic. That's that classic Raheem. So welcome back to Letters from the Pen. I'm your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I'm your co-host, D.
So we have a very, very talented, special guest in the building with us tonight. And we're so happy that he could join us to talk about all his new endeavors, his current project, Mr. Raheem Divine.
How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So I know there's a lot of fans out here that are waiting for us to talk to you and find out what's going on with some of your new projects and things going on. We just saw this really sexy video that just came out, a remake that you did of The Secret Garden.
Yeah.
It was a hot song when it originally came out. And the way you guys took that song and just redid it, I have to tell you, I have it on like autoplay in my car.
That's what's up.
So what was that like, recreating that song? And did you feel like there was any pressure to kind of live up to the original version?
No, it's never no pressure. Anything I'm part of is just like, it just has to be organic. That's all. I never succumb to pressure. Like, I think any song can be remade actually by anybody. You know what I mean? It's just about how you execute it. Which audience you're targeting, you know what I mean? Because you could take a song, you could take, you know, people have taken Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone and totally flipped it on some like jazz straight ahead cover vibe, you know what I mean? So this is really just about the audience. And, you know, when I was approached to do it, you know, I was more concerned with, you know, who would be on the record and that type of thing. You know, I just wanted it to feel organic. And I know what remakes, people are either going to love it or hate it. So the goal is always have more people love it than hate it.
You know, what's funny is too, right? So because I love The Secret Garden, I love that song. So when I saw that you guys redid it, the first thing that pops into my mind, which I'm sure pops into everyone's mind, like, oh, somebody touched this classic song. They better sing that song. And then when I heard it, I said, okay, Raheem, you're singing. Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm definitely not on there singing alone, though. Shout out to Omar Wilson, Cisco from Drew Hill, and Sean Stockton from Boyz II Men.
Yeah, there was definitely some good heavy hitters on there.
Yeah, I'm in great company, you know. Even with Omar being a new artist, he for him, he probably had the most pressure on him.
Yeah.
To execute and what, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, he did an excellent job.
Yeah, he did a super excellent job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was his idea, his team's, you know, shout out to Lou. But it was Omar's vision that he wanted to make this happen and definitely have me involved. Like, I was the first person he called. And then from there, kind of like, you know, the rest of it just manifested and morphed into what it was.
Nice. So now you've been on the scene for a minute. Like, a lot of, you know, I mean, there the music world is so big and there's so many markets to touch. So I know some people that we were kind of listening to your new album, What a Time to Be in Love, and they've never heard you before. They're like, who's this guy? And I'm like, listen, how do you not know who Raheem Divine is? Like,
because
let me serve you up, customer.
The same way that
text messages.
It's gonna be a whole new audience that discovers Secret Garden for the first time. Like, that's, I've been around for a while, like, you know. So it would be arrogant of me to assume that, you know, putting out my 8th album that everybody knows who I am. Like, I understand that. I figured it out a long time ago that, you know, everybody discovers somebody on this planet discovers my music for the first time.
Yeah, that's
true. Daily. Like, that happens daily. Like, for the first time, they, you know, whether it's through, you know, social media or, mm-hmm. you know, satellite radio or YouTube or any of those things. I feel like I'm crooked. Am I crooked?
You're not crooked.
I'm good.
You're not crooked.
Yeah. So, you know, I understand that that's the beauty of what I do. That every day I wake up, somebody can literally discover my music for the first time. So I think that's dope. You know, that keeps me working, that keeps me ambitious, it keeps the hustle up. And
now, do you feel like, I mean, I consider you to be like a real R&B singer, right? Like, no auto tune, like, it's just real, just, it's a breath of fresh air. Do you find it with the change in how music is going, that it's a little bit more difficult now because people are listening to a lot of like studio stuff?
I mean, I think I just make great music. I just strive to make great music. I think there's a lot of people making great music out there, whether it's studio, whether it has effects on it, whether it's live instrumentation, regardless of the genre. Like, I think people who are in need or seeking like great artists to make great music, when they come across my catalog, I hope that they walk away from it listening to it like, yo, this is great. Like, I didn't know, but I know now, you know, or I've been waiting on this, you know, I've been riding since the first mixtape or the first independent album, or right. You know what I mean? So I think it's rare that people hear it and don't appreciate right. it, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So how are you holding up with everything that's going on in this world now? Like, the whole pandemic and, you know, your fans and performing.
It's, you know, it's a challenge. Like, I'd be lying to you if I told you that it wasn't. Like, you know what I mean? But we are a resilient race of people, and we are artists, and we find innovative ways to do things and connect with fans and, you know, connect with our following. And yeah, so it's just, you know, it's rebuilding stage. That's all. It's a new era we're entering into, you know, the AI and technology and, you know, of course, you know, global pandemic, in the middle of a global pandemic. It makes it very challenging, you know what I mean, to perform. So yeah, you know, I've taken that hit just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I mean, one thing for sure, two things for certain, like, I'm still making some of the best music of my life. I haven't probably given the world my best music yet. I'm still growing and developing through it all, and you know, I look forward to seeing how people take to, you know, the new album that's out now, What a Time to Be in Love, as well as like future projects that are on the way.
Right. So now, What a Time to Be in Love. Of course, we have the album. We listen to it all the time. One of my favorite songs, Mr. Midnight.
Yeah.
What was the motivation behind the album and the video for Mr. Midnight? I saw that video. It's a very sexy video.
Yeah, the video just dropped. Man, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah. So, we dropped Secret Garden came out right before the holiday, and then Mr. Midnight dropped, the second week of January. Yeah, so, I mean, the whole process of making the album, I wanted to make something that had a nostalgia to it, that speaks to Black love, that speaks to intimacy, that speaks to you know, consciousness, and all rolled up in one. You know, it was important for me to have the spoken word pieces to kind of bridge the gap and right. connect the dots. You know what I mean? For those that don't want to overthink it, you know, when I'm in a socially conscious mode, I never want the record, or the body of work to feel too quote unquote preachy or, you know, corny. I think it's a thin line with quote unquote being a woke artist. You know, some people just don't get it. Some people don't want to hear it, even though they understand that that's the reality of what's going on. Some people right. listen to music for a sense of escapism. You know, there's different pockets of music lovers that listen to my music for totally different reasons.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people love the conscious side of me. Like, it's like I can't get enough of it. Some right. people for the perfect balance. Some people want me for the bedroom. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really a thing of preference and understanding my quote unquote market or my audience and my fans and being able to not to be cliche, serve them up.
Right. You know, it's funny. So I learned something new today. I didn't know you had 8 albums.
Oh yeah, but you got, and they bang. All of them.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna have to go back now, and I'm gonna have to get them all because.
Yeah, I got 8 albums. The other thing is, I'm not backed by the machine. Like, I've been independent for 10 years. Been a whole decade. Wow. I've been independent. Like,
it's a great accomplishment.
Out, doing it on my own, negotiating this deal, this one off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know the contract does the whole business of it. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's. You know, it has its benefits to being, you know, to doing business with different companies throughout the years. They're only going to commit so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, right. I was just, real talk, I was just torn between, just in the last 30, 60 days, I've been trying to decide if I want to go back to a major. You know what I mean? Like for... Mm-hmm. For the machine.
So what would be that deciding factor for you?
I mean, you talk about ownership and 360 and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm seasoned, so mm-hmm. It would need to be the right kind of partnership. You know what I mean? But I do feel like I could be beneficial to a company. You know what I mean? We could be beneficial to one another, you know? And depending upon what else they have there, you know, under that umbrella, you know, with my knowledge, with my talent, you know, I can put energy into some other things there too.
Right, of course.
So I pondered with that, kind of going back and forth.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I got a great relationship with you know, with my current label that I'm with. You know, they even made me head of A&R. Earlier this year.
Oh, nice.
You know? Yeah, I recently stepped down. Not anything against them. You know what I mean? But I wanted to really focus more on me and some other things. I got shaken. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'd be a disservice to them to not be able to give the job the full attention. You know what I'm saying? It deserves. But yeah, I'm looking to do some things.
Okay.
You know? I mean, besides this Raheem Gavon business, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, do you see any movies or big screen in your future?
Oh, Absolutely. It's a movie I'm in. It came up over the holiday, which is available on Amazon Prime through a Black Film Network. They have, it's like, where you can like stream music. I mean, excuse me, right. Stream movies.
Stream movies.
Through Amazon Prime. So, available right from in that movie. There's a movie on Netflix called Love.com, which I'm also in. It came out in 2019. And I just accepted a role in the last 24 hours for a short film that is going to be very important. I can't talk too much about it, but
okay.
it involves, from a Love Life Foundation standpoint, because I have a foundation, one of our major initiatives is fighting domestic violence. So it involves that. Like, I'll be tying my foundation in.
Right. So how has that been working with your foundation with COVID? Because I know COVID kind of messed up a lot of things.
Yeah, it kind of put us at a standstill, at a complete halt. We're using this time to on transparency to revamp and reboot. And so we got some positive things that are happening with that. But I mean, we did, you know, initially when COVID hit, you know, we were of service to the essential work first responders, you know, providing hot meals and dinners, nice. And lunch and stuff like that for them, the ones that were working around the clock, couldn't be home with their families, living in hotel rooms, that type of thing.
Right.
And that's something that we did, of course, as well as like food banks throughout the city, that type of thing, turkey giveaways and all that good stuff, you know, during the holidays. Right. And there's a few organizations, you know, locally that have, you know, called on us throughout the year to lend a hand, support them.
That's great, because COVID is kind of tearing us up right now. So,
it's definitely like, yeah. I know our latest call was like, there was an elderly facility, and they needed like food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So we had to get it done.
No. Yeah, I mean, I know, like, out here in New York, where we are, it's getting kind of crazy, and there's a lot of assisted livings that they can't leave, they can't, you know, they can't do anything, and then a lot of the elderly people are afraid. They're afraid to come out.
Yeah,
and visitation is very limited.
Yeah, we have to definitely be of service to the elderly, you know, our elders, and take care of them.
Grocery shopping is hard for them. You know, they try to accommodate so they're able to get into the stores and out before, you know.
And a lot of technology and stuff like that, they're not up on it, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot of artists lately have been doing, like, verse battles all over the internet. Now, would you consider doing a verse, and if so, with who?
I do a verses with anybody.
Do it. Like, throw anybody at me.
Throw anybody at me. I got 8 albums. I got a cool list of 20 songs. And if you want to do some unreleased stuff too, we can do that too. Oh. And if you want to perform, we can do that too.
I think we might hold you to that.
I think it's more political than they telling us, though. I think somebody's and I think it's definitely some checks being cut.
I think so.
Yeah, so
I think so.
You know what I mean? Have a check for me. I've done countless interviews. At some point, I know like it's had my name has come across Swiss and Timberland's list of people that you should have. Because I'll be seeing the tweets and the you know, that's the thing about social media. Like fans, they're like supporters. They are ruthless. Like that.
Yeah.
They go straight at, you know. The latest one I saw was myself and D'Angelo. Then I saw one, myself and Maxwell. I've seen myself and Anthony Hamilton, myself and Mike Jennings, myself and Music Soul Child.
Maybe Bobby Valentino.
You want to do like Bobby and like maybe like Lloyd.
I could see you doing a versus with Ro James.
That wouldn't match.
You don't think so?
Nah, Ro only got 2 albums out and a few mixtapes.
Okay, that's true. I got
30 albums out. Excuse me, 30 mixtapes. Excuse me, 8 albums. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you mix that. Yes, and that's the homie. Like, but it's my first album came out in 2005. But the
now,
reason,
when did,
but hey, hold on. But the reason that you're able to mention me and Ro in the same conversation is that I've been consistent. You can't. That's the other thing. You can't say that about some of my peers.
That's true.
Like, you know what I mean? I've been able to withstand through the culture, through the industry, through the changes, through the technology. That God is just kind of always there, or pops
true.
Up
that's
in
true.
The conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing like I'll see tweets and it's like I'm the only like. You know, where they're mentioning artists like Ro and Jasmine Sullivan, who's also done a great job of that. Like, but again, yeah. Jasmine's put out, what, three albums? It's like a third album.
Yeah, I think it's her third one.
Yeah, it's a third album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my eighth album since 2005. You know? And I took 3 years. I took 3 years to just kind of like chill, didn't know what I was doing, trying to figure it out, you know, 2010 through 2013. You know, I didn't put out an album, so. But yeah, like I mean, again, I'm open to whoever, whatever, wherever. You know, this we talking competitiveness and friendly competition, and you know, making it fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so you're gonna do a versus with me? No, I'm just kidding. You're not gonna do this with me. I'm just kidding. You said anybody. I had to throw my bid in.
Anybody. You see my hat, right? Stop playing. Anybody can get it.
So what actually inspired you to say, like, what artist inspired you to the point where you were like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be.
Three, actually. Prince, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson.
Ooh, yes.
That's
hit us. He said the magic artist, Marvin Gaye.
Those punching gloves ain't come off. He went for the full course, all rounds. Maybe.
Yes.
For me, Prince was just in a total lane of his own. But it was just like, and I say Barry Gordy, like just really to be completely trans.
Yeah. Saying?
Now 25, that did it for me.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's pretty sad too. Like, a lot of the heavy hitters are gone now. Like, yeah. A lot of those artists that really shaped music, that made people say, okay, I want to be a singer because I want to be like her. I want to be like him. A lot of those, they're gone.
Yeah. And, you know, so it creates opportunity though. It creates, you know, it's the cycle of progression of culture and life and what happens, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they left that rich legacy behind. It's like scrolls and the Bible and the Quran and the Torah. Like they've left these things behind for us to be able to, you know what I'm saying, decipher from them, pull from them and be inspired. And, you know, in some cases, remake the record and introduce a whole generation to something that they might not have even known existed, or, you know, they can absorb it differently.
Yeah. So now, are there any artists that you haven't done like a feature with or on, or them on your stuff, that you would want to?
Yeah, man. I'm down to work with whoever. Like, I'm open. You know, I discover new artists.
You
like
keep me. Saying that. I feel like you calling me out because you keep saying that. We're going to get a versus in.
All right, let's get it.
I know I'm a little nuts sometimes, but it's okay. So do we have any new projects you're working on? I know we have What a Time to Be in Love, but are you working on anything
that's absolutely. Like boom? I got an album I just wrapped up with a producer from Detroit. I can't say who just yet, but producer from Detroit that's well known in the hip hop world and overseas. And, you know, he reached out some years ago about us doing a project together. We were connected through a mutual friend, Sky Zoo, who's a phenomenal hip hop artist and dope's written for a lot of people. And yeah, so we got that project that's coming this year. Anticipate. I just started working out, working on something with Nike Wonder as well. Entire body of work. Looking to knock that out, and then and I got two projects I'm working on with Kenny Dope as well from Masters of Work, Kenny Dope Gonzalez, DJ. And so yeah, in fact, I start tomorrow, like tomorrow through Saturday, 8-hour intervals on something special I'm working on. I can't say what it is just yet. But
So when you take a break, you call me and you tell me.
Tell me first.
I'm working. Yeah, I'm constantly recording, and you know, my next quote unquote solo album is pretty much done. It just needs to be mixed and mastered. I'm always kind of like work in progress with that, just recording new records and stuff.
Now, right. What are some of the artists that you have featured on that album?
It's no feature right now. Yeah, it's on the record with the producer from Detroit. I got West Boogie from Compton on it. Who signed
it? Compton in the house.
Yeah, West Boogie. I got 3D Nati from New Orleans on the record. Who else? Somebody I'm forgetting. I can't remember who it is right now, but yeah, I mean, oh, and I was it? Who else is on the record, man? I can't remember right now, but yeah, I don't chase the feature. I just try to make something that's nostalgic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like typically, if those happen, they happen organically or. I do a record for somebody else and they owe me a favor but I'm always open to working with whoever, whenever.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's cool that an artist of your stature is willing to work with like other artists and stuff like that and up and coming artists as well. So mm-hmm. I think that's a great quality. And you have such this genuine soul. It's like when you talk to you, you don't want to stop talking to you because it's just so, I don't even know the words.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
Oh, thank you.
See, that's just like very like mellow and relaxed. And I'm like, okay, right here.
So your album that's out now, What a Time to Be in Love. You did this album with the colleagues, correct?
Yeah.
So how did that come about and how was it like working with them?
Oh man, working with KP is always a beautiful thing. You know, we established a musical relationship back in 2015. We met through social media and Instagram. You know, which led to records like Black Ice Cream and All I Know. And I always took the KP and the colleagues. He takes direction so well. So, you know, once I kind of like give him a landscape of what I'm looking for and where I want to go creatively, sonically, like it does a great job of like sending me things that embody that, you know, that build like that. And cool. I mean, cool. so it led to this album. Like probably 30% of the album was already recorded. Mm-hmm. Like maybe even more than that. Record like Twilight, that record's been in the can. That's been sitting in my vault since like, man, like 2015, 2016.
Wow, so you just got a bunch of songs written, like just chilling, ready.
I got a lot of songs. I could play you like we would be here till probably the sun come up though. I played you like everything, but like yeah, I could play you. Wow. Yeah. I got a lot of sitting on a lot of music.
So you could just take over the internet and the radio waves. Take them over.
In a perfect world. I definitely. I'm gonna get those algorithms jumping though. I'm gonna definitely like I said, there's gonna be a few things that's dropping this year. Definitely.
Well, we're definitely gonna be spending your stuff here on Letters from the Pen. So we're gonna help you with those algorithms.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm here for it.
We're here for it too, believe me.
Right. Right. We love us some Raheem Divine up in here.
That's what's up. Y'all ever had a live performance on your show?
We have, but you know, COVID right now, there's no one coming to like the station. But sounds like you're opening the door for me to say this.
What's that?
We can come back another time and do a live Zoom show. I'm sure the ladies would appreciate you on Letters from the Pen doing that.
I mean, we could, yeah. I mean, there's no time like the present. I might, I don't want to disrupt y'all flow though.
Is you trying to sing for us now? Is that what you're trying to do?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, come on, Mr. Raheem, baby, serenade me.
Okay, I'm here for it.
I don't know. Let's see.
Give us one song. Give us one.
You feeling that?
I already like the beat.
Right.
Arch back, you're around the perimeter, just circling because it feels good. Climb atop the mound, develop like a Polaroid. Spit.
It's a record off my new
Pull
album.
Atop the hood, you can't avoid it.
Feels what a like time I'm capable for the D,
effortlessly. Fondle the lips, grip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grip, handle that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't
find your tongue, just the tip now, kiss. Our lips become one when you twist.
Oh, yeah,
love me long time. Moments filling my follicles, you standing straight up like the hairs on my neck. This nasty, open, pulsating, quaking, the got you smiling, taste the sweet, unique to our chemistry. I'm vulnerable, this wide open, to waste not one, not love. Eat. The zest in your fingertips and you clean up the rest. She's ready for good smash. You got the rights to brag. So go in.
Up for air. Love king forever. All right now. Yeah, baby. Listen. If I let you, would you put that ass up on me? Would you be my wonderful, my tenderoni? I just wanna climb inside, girl, and crush it. At the deep dive, go deep, yeah. Erotic ecstasy. F-U-C-K-I-N-G. When I lick that honeycomb, you'll be going ham. Flowing like Niagara Falls when I break your dam already. Hey. When I'm kissing and stroking, when your sesame is open, when I'm down on your love, baby, yeah. When you're hollering, you're screaming, arch your back and then I lean in. When I'm down on your love, baby, yeah. Till you lean off the bed, you break your nails and hit your head on the headboard. When I'm down yonder on your love, baby, yeah. Till you fill me up your grass, fill me down your spine. Till you say it's TKO until it's tap out time. I won't, baby. No. Till you're screaming Jesus' name in vain, keep it there for me. L O V I N G, mercy, no. Oh, now say that for not even belong to me. And I'm gonna teach you like my Q-double-E. And I'm gonna stay on go till your body say you and set you up till you tick bone. So you up on top till Victoria. All of your secrets when you're kissing and stroking, when your sex to me is open, when I'm down on your love, yeah, baby, yeah, oh yeah. When you're hollering, you're screaming, arms go back and then I lean in, when I'm down on your love. Baby, till you lean off the bed, you break your nails and hit your head on a headboard, when I'm down yonder on your love, baby, yeah, yeah, till you feel me down your neck, feel me down your spine, till you say it's kicking you until it's that full time, I won't, baby, no, 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 baby. Listen, W's for all the work that I'm going to put in. X is for it's rated, so nasty when I taste it. Y's for the way that you never tell me no. And Z is for the way you love me like an animal, like lions, tigers, and bears. We've been mating like the birds and bees. Oh, suffocating in your love, and I don't come up. When I'm kissing and stroking, baby, oh, man, when I'm down on your floor, baby, I won't come up for it, yeah. When you're hollering, you're screaming, arch your back and then I lean in. When I'm down on your love, baby, till you lean off the bed, you break your nails and hit your head on the headboard, when I'm down yonder for your love, baby, yeah, yeah, till you feel me, feel me down your spine, till you say it's TKO until it's tap on time, I won't, baby, no, 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 oh, baby. W's for all the work that I'm gonna put in. X is for it's rated, so nasty when I taste it. Y's for the way that you never tell me no. And Z is for the way you love me like an animal, like lions, tigers, and bears. Like lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, oh, suffocating in your love. And I don't come up for.
Woo! I felt like you were singing to me.
Right, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my!
That was it right there. See, now you're gonna make me love that song.
Yeah. That's oh, like don't worry. I'm playing.
That's a dope song.
That's off the new album. It's called Up for Air.
Yes, ladies, Up for Air.
Cool way to, cool way to
right here, but he was singing to me, not y'all.
It's a cool way for like, for the mothers to pre-prep for, you know, homeschool.
Yeah.
Pre-prepping for Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is definitely that album you want to have on Valentine's Day. I promise you that.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Y'all heard that exclusive here on Letters from the Pen, Raheem Divine, Up for Air. You guys need to go out and get that album. What a Time to Be in Love. And don't forget, he was singing to me, not y'all, but y'all can watch it. But it was
to
me.
It's on all platforms. It's available everywhere. They said we did like 1 million streams this week.
Wow, that's great.
We do this weekly call. Like almost a million streams on the album this week.
Yeah, that's dope. So, that's good.
Yes,
so y'all go out and get that album, stream it. Don't pretend like you can't get it. It's on every platform. Spotify.
It's performing Apple. Well. It's performing well.
Get your little iPhones out and go on to Apple Music and get that that CD. Don't act like you don't got it.
Don't worry.
You know, I had a phenomenal album for that one called the Love Reunion as well. So that's but you know, all eight albums are on, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and, you know, all those great places.
So y'all just go out and get all the albums. Get all of them.
Get all of them.
Do it now. Get all
and
of them.
And tell us, make sure you guys have that in your little
Right, that's a good
gift for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah,
make
sure that song playing. You know when you
I got what you need. For Valentine's, chocolate. I promise you.
Yeah, and you need to play Up for Air for your girl. You might get lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And even I'm your side play. Piece.
I'm doing personal serenades. I'm doing personal serenades leading up to Valentine's Day too. You can order those through the Cameo app. It's called Cameo.
Okay, so we're gonna go on there because I need another serenade, even though I just got one, but I need another one.
Oh, I stay no, ready. I stay ready.
When you say my name, I need a personal one where you say my name directly so they know you directly singing to me.
Here she goes.
And your dimples.
Here she goes.
Team Dimples.
Thank you.
Team Dimples and Team Black Ice Cream.
Oh, okay.
You know, technically, you ladies represent both flavors. I have a song called Rose Gold.
Don't worry, come with different flavors.
And I have a song called Black Ice Cream.
Okay, so you need to go re-record Rose Gold and put my name in it so they know it's to me.
And I be that girl you call D. Simple. You just got to say a letter.
Oh, God. I'm a little nuts sometimes, don't mind me. But, so... All serious and joking aside, everybody go out and get that album. It's an amazing album. I have the album, Sexual Chocolate, down there on the bottom. D, she got the album too. So go out and buy the album. Get the album. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. You really won't. Okay? And I know, like, is it in stores on CDs too?
Yeah. You can, like, if you go to, like, my Instagram bio, for example, there's a link you click on in the bio and it's like the entire menu is there where you can stream. It gives you options on the album. It gives you options on where you can get a physical copy CD. It gives you options on where you can get merch. Like,
some of the older customers, they still want CDs. So that's good.
Oh no, absolutely. Like, yeah, we're still mailing out CDs.
Okay, that's good. We're going to get some of your merchandise. I'm going to get one of your Raheem Divine shirts, and I'm going to sleep in it all week just because you serenaded me, okay?
I spray it down. I'm
going to do that for you.
Spray it down with a little cologne for you.
Yeah, yes, do that. Spray that down with cologne for me. Oh, my God. It was great having you here with us. So before we get up out of here, well, obviously, you know, you have to come back and visit us again, or we have to come visit you because we need some more serenading.
Absolutely.
Where can people kind of find you? We know where your music is, but where can they find you to kind of connect with you? I mean, I know you do like a lot of, I've seen a few Instagram lives that you have done with like some performances and stuff. So like, where can they go to find out like when you're going to perform next? If you're doing like anything online that they can pay, buy a ticket to see you?
Again, if you click on the link in my bio, let me give the vital information. So Instagram and Twitter is at Raheem_Devon. Once again, Instagram, Twitter at Raheem, Raheem underscore Devaughn. That's my Instagram and Twitter. And then Facebook.com/Raheem Devon, YouTube.com/Raheem Devon. I'm also on Vivo. You can check out the new Mr. Midnight video there, my YouTube channel, as well as Secret Garden, which is not on my album. That's under the artist named Omar Wilson, featuring myself, Cisco, and Sean Stockton. And, in any of those cases, any platform you go to, there's a bio area. Click on the link, and voila.
I'm already following you.
You can enjoy me your too. Already.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right.
So when you all the ladies out there, go follow Raheem Divine, buy that album. When you buy the album, go on the website, send us a photo, www.letterstothepen.com, so we can send them to him so he can see you ladies holding up CDs. Don't be sending no sexually explicit CDs. We don't want to see that. Just hold the CD up, take a picture of it and send it so we know you bought the CD.
Yeah, DM me. You can, or you can just like, what's it call it in your IG? You can post it.
DM. Yeah,
yeah, you or can post it. And you know, post it. I love to repost you. You know.
Hashtag.
Every now and then, again, I get a PG-13, you know, video that I'm able to repost. And with somebody enjoying the music, so.
All right, cool. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us tonight. We had so much fun with you. And of course, obviously, we want you to come back and kick it with us again. So we got to do this again real soon.
Anytime. All right.
Yes.
We'll see you guys here on January 29th with Live with Raheem Devon. Make sure you guys tune in. Peace. Love you guys.
Love life. Peace.
Later.
Peace out.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy.
All right, peace.
You're welcome. Yeah.